And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you his peace. Amen. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph, and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them, concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you. We rise. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Please be seated.
And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And a very Merry Christmas to all of you who are gathered here in the Lord's house today. And this is as it should be, God's people gathering together in his house, celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation this evening is recorded in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. What a tremendous blessing it is to be together on Christmas Eve and to receive into our ears tonight the very same news that the angels proclaimed long ago to humble shepherds who basically were just doing their job, keeping watch over flocks of sheep in the foothills outside the little town of Bethlehem in Judea. The angels delivered to them the incredible news, the news of a newborn baby, but not just any baby, the baby miraculously conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary by the power of God's Holy Spirit, the baby who was then long ago, and who is now and will be forever the Savior, who is Christ the Lord. The ancient prophet Isaiah, speaking over 700 years before the birth of Christ, declared in prophecy that a holy child would come from Adam and Eve. The prophet said, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel," a name that means God with us. The child of which Isaiah spoke could be none other than Jesus. There would be no question about that, simply because no earthly child could perfectly represent the name God with us. Only Jesus. Only Jesus could be God in man made manifest. Imagine the Lord and King of creation taking on human flesh. The Creator God in the baby Jesus, revealed visibly to the world. The great 16th century Protestant reformer, Dr. Martin Luther, in writing of Jesus' birth, invites you and me to contemplate not so much the deity of Christ and the majesty of the baby, but rather the lowliness of Christ's human flesh. And why does he invite us to do so? Well, simply because Jesus' unmasked, unshrouded divinity is far too overwhelming for any human being to comprehend or to bear. Let me illustrate. Do you remember what happened on the Mountain of Transfiguration when Jesus and three of his disciples were there? Remember the terrified reaction of Peter and James and John on the mountain, where, as Scripture tells us, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud, the voice of God the Father, said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And Holy Scripture reveals to us that the power of God's voice alone caused the disciples reflexively to fall to the ground on their faces. They were terrified in that moment, terrified of God's unbridled majesty and power. manifested in Christ Jesus. God's divinity and his absolute majesty and power overwhelm you and me. And that is precisely why Christ had to take on our humanity when he appeared on earth. Not that he should terrify us, mind you. Not that he should frighten us into believing in him. And not to overwhelm us with a message of righteous condemnation for our sin. No. Jesus took on our humanity in order that he could take your place, in order that he could take my place under the righteous and holy law of God. It was only in this way, with love and grace and compassion, that Jesus could redeem you and me, and that Jesus could comfort you and me. After their disobedience in the Garden of Eden, and after God's righteous discipline of Adam and Eve for their disobedience, the Lord promised them that one day, he would send an offspring of Adam and Eve, a Savior. And what did the angels proclaim? A Savior who is Christ the Lord. A Savior who would crush the head of the evil one who tempted Adam and Eve into sin in the first place through prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah and Micah and others. The Lord repeatedly made his gracious promise known throughout the centuries of the Old Testament. His promise then was for you and me now. You see, from the time of Adam and Eve's disobedience and fall into sin and death in the garden, the inherited spiritual condition of each person's soul at birth and throughout their lives is by nature much like the Grinch's soul. Do you know what the Grinch's soul was like? You've heard the song. It's an appalling dump heap overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled knots, full of unwashed socks and full of gum. And that's what our souls are made of by nature. You know, it's only through Jesus, God in man made manifest, the Word made flesh who came and dwelt among fallen humanity. Only in Jesus would God save you and me from eternal punishment, the punishment our own sin-polluted souls deserve. It would be only in Jesus that your soul would be washed clean of its sinfulness. It would be only in Jesus that God would redeem you and me and restore us from the sin that drags us down every day and from the eternal death that we await if we do not know Christ. Only in the incarnate Christ, Christ in human flesh, does the Lord God adopt you and me as his children. And it was only in Jesus Christ, the incarnate Christ, that God put on the cross and that bridged the great divide that separates us from him. Only in Jesus does God send the Spirit of his Son into our heart. The Spirit that cries out lovingly, Abba, Father. The deep-seated joy of Christmas is to know and to believe by faith that the Holy Child, conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, as we confess in our creed, born in the little town of Bethlehem, is really and truly Jesus, the Son of God, and the Son of Man, who saves you and me and all people from all their sins. He really is Emmanuel, God with us, always, everywhere, until the end of the age. He really is Messiah, whose return in glory we await patiently and faithfully until the fullness of God's time comes once again. So in the wonder and the awe of this holy celebration, we reflect with singer and songwriter Michael Card when he sings and writes, "The Lord God said when the time was full, he would shine his light in the darkness. He said a virgin would conceive and give birth to the promise. The promise was love, and the promise was life. The promise meant light to the world. Living proof, Jehovah saves. For the name of the promise is Jesus." God grant you and your families a blessed Christmas in the name of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, the promised one, God in man, made manifest. Amen.
Our Old Testament prophecy is taken from the book of Isaiah, Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Here ends the prophecy. Thank you.
joy, we enter into the contemplation of the holy mystery of your Son's incarnation for us and for our salvation. Open our minds to understand, our hearts to believe, and our mouths to proclaim the glory of Him who took our human flesh and blood through the Blessed Virgin in order to suffer and die in our place. Prepare our hearts to be fitting mangers to cradle your Son, that He may dwell in us and we in Him today and throughout all eternity. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We begin our Christmas celebration in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, would you